The first thing I'm going to talk about is the Samson Q2U USB XLR microphone. This microphone is considered to be good for use in home recording and in studio recording. It is considered a relatively inexpensive solution for when you want to record. And the reason I got involved in this one is because, as part of ACB, I do karaoke, and I had been complaining a lot that I wish my recordings came out better because I was kind of comparing what I see other people do when we were talking about pros and cons. And Tim said, "You know, I know you've been using your iPhone, and the mic from the iPhone is pretty good, but first," he started me out by having me use voice memos instead of Reka, because he said when he listened to my recordings, he was hearing lots of room sound and popping of peas, which we all know about in recordings. And he said that if I had a different kind of mic and I weren't using the iPhone mic, that that would help some. So he actually recommended I get this microphone. The microphone itself comes with a mic stand, and with the mic stand, it's like a little tripod that you stand up, and there's a mic clip, and you slide the cord for the microphone into the mic clip until it rights itself. And then the microphone itself will sit where you put it, and there's like a hinge on the mic stand so you can raise it up or lower it down so that when you're recording, you can get your voice both closer to the mic where you're recording, and you're recording you in the mic, not your room sound, which is what the iPhone mic picks up. There is an XLR cable, which has a lot more to do with when you're using other devices or recording directly into a recorder. There's a USB cable, and the USB cable plugs into both my computer and into a port on the back of the microphone itself. There is also a place for a 3.5, the small earphone jack, free the current iPhone jack, the one that you now have to use the iPhone adapter for, that size. And that cable plugs into the microphone. And then you can wear a set of earphones without a mic. And that's so you can hear all your sound. And there's a windscreen, which in this case is a foam rubber piece that fits over the end of your microphone that you're recording into. It helps with the integrity of the recording. It helps you protect the microphone itself and streamline all those sounds. And the people who send this out say helps you communicate, and it helps you connect better, and it also changes the integrity of the recording itself. In order to use this, you need to either be able to use GoldWave, which I don't know how to do, or you need to use Voice Recorder. So when I set it up,
And Jeanette, you actually just brought up the app. You bring up the voice recorder app.
so I
We
would
didn't use that.
pick that I'm setting up the microphone once I brought up the
Voice.
voice recorder app.
Right.
And then I would have to set sound settings. So go into Windows, Systems, Sound, and then you have a couple of choices. One is you can set it up for speaker, which we did initially so that John and I could both hear the recording without the headset. But then I set it up for headset, which means through my headset, I would be listening to, if I were doing a karaoke track, my karaoke track, and I would record my vocals. And then when I play it back, I would go into my documents and I would go into sound recordings, and I would look for the recording and I could play it back in sound recordings. When you first put the recordings in, they're numbered. The first one doesn't get a number, but then everything gets 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You can delete any of those recordings you don't want in the voice recorder app
Sound recorder folder, Jeanette. That's where they're going.
The sound recorder folder. You can rename either in the voice recorder app or section of my folders. And then if you want to share your recording with someone, like I needed to send mine to Tim, the easiest way was to copy the file out of the sound recording folder, copy it to my clipboard, and paste it into an email.
Are you using that microphone right now here in Zoom? Is that what we're
I
hearing?
am not using that
Okay.
microphone right now here in Zoom because I haven't figured out whether I could actually do that while I was on a Zoom meeting.
Yes, you can. Basically, you'd be telling Zoom in your audio settings to use that microphone as both your input and your output. I think it would definitely up your game.
I was trying to decide how long the microphone from the beginning of the microphone to the end of the microphone. I want to say it's probably, what would you say, Tim, John, 6 to 8 inches?
Yeah, maybe 7, 6, yeah, in that ballpark. And its weight would have weighs about a, half a pound, maybe.
It's about half a
It's
pound in
pretty
weight.
solid. It's a very solid mic. What was nice about this is that it really didn't take a lot of effort to set it up. I think the voice recorder app has changed. There doesn't seem to be a lot of settings to worry about it anymore. When you, because I think prior there was other settings that you needed to set up. This thing, it was almost out of the, I won't say out of the box, because
Almost out
it's,
of the box.
and voice
Yeah.
recorder is just part of Windows now. It's not a different, it's not something you had to buy. It's part of the system.
So you search for a voice recorder, you hit enter on it in your in-voice recorder. If I can do it, pretty much any of you can do it. I listened to a file that Tim helped me mix last week and a file that I did with the voice recorder and the mic itself, and I could hear the difference. I was blown away by the difference in what I heard and how much clearer it was.
For the next Vibebug meeting in September, set up the new mic, run the new microphone, and then people will be able to
I
hear how
will.
it sounds.
First of all, like I'm looking at the like this is amazing that for like $70 you get all of these
It
accessories and this mic.
really is. It's
I was blown
amazing.
away, Maria.
Especially the cabling. I just the cabling alone was amazing that it had both sets, so you could use either.
And how have you tried it with like I see it says here it comes with like a tripod stand and a
Yes,
pillow.
a little, a little.
We
It's a little.
use the tripod.
It's a little tripod. Not huge, but a little tripod. It's got the clip that it can be screwed onto the tripod, and then that holds the mic.
Alternatively, because it seems like I'm looking at the dimensions here and it's like less than a pound, so you could even just like hold it in your hand,
Yes,
right? Oh, yeah,
and in
you
fact,
could.
they even say that you can. It can be handheld. Yes.
I don't tend to record that way because I always need my hands
It has
to
a.
read a note or,
Right. It
Oh, yeah.
has a slide switch on the top that for mute is it muting for that does not stop the recording, right? Jeanette, the
No,
slide
it does
switch,
not.
but it does mute it. And again, the only thing you had to worry about is when you're setting it up was that at least in the voice recorder app, the mic volume was very low. So we had to, again, that's how we had to go into the Windows settings just to make sure the mic was put up to, I think we had it set up to 100%, Jeanette.
Yeah,
But
it's the
you didn't
most.
hear any distortion or anything
No.
when you were recording.
I don't have the most expensive headset, and everything that I was listening to was very clear.
The way all these USB audio devices work is the mic is acting as a sound card. That's basically what it is. So any of these mics that plug in via USB, especially with this one where it's got the headphone input on the microphone, so you can hear not only yourself back, but you can hear, if you're playing something else through the system. So that's why it's so easy to set up. And that's why it works with not only these recording apps, but Zoom, Skype, Teams, any of these audio programs it would work with.
Do you know Tim on the Hims RealSense? It has a USB connector. Do we know if this could be used as a mic for
Theoretically, I
him?
think it would. Yes, theoretically, I think you could. Yeah.
Because there's no, it doesn't require a driver. It's, as
No,
you said,
no
it's all kind of
drivers.
its
Yeah.
own.
Yeah, I was going to say along those same lines, like, have you tried connecting it to your iPhone? I don't know if you have the connection, that little adapter and such for the USB, but in theory, like, that should be able to work too. Because it says here, like, connecting to PC or, you know, Mac mobile device. So in theory.
This is a USB, was it B, Jeanette?
That's a good point.
It's not a C USB. But I think you could, if you had, I think, is it the... camera adapter for the iPhone, I think, on our version of it.
Do you have Lightning? Yeah, you need the camera adapter. But yeah, I think with a camera kit, it would probably work.
So if you did have a C connector on your phone, you'd need an adapter.
You'd need an adapter that would go to, or a cable that would be...
Direct
link cable that would be USB, whatever that is.
Do we have an idea what that is? Some kind of a mini?
Is it a mini or is
B over here? Is what this says.
Okay, mini B. Okay, so
a mini B.
You need
okay.
a mini B to a
mini
USB
to C
should work. Yeah,
and then you could plug the a headphone into it, so you'd be able to listen to.
You'd hear voiceover and everything. Yes,
only with a better microphone.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be even more amazing.
And then you could use any of the phone recording apps to record yourself.
Do you know anyone who's actually tried it within Zoom?
No, but it would work.
Yeah, okay. But the reason I asked the question, you know how Zoom changes the quality? That's what I was wondering.
So
would it actually change the quality as it does?
So you can, but in Zoom, you can use what's called original sound if you've got a Zoom account.
Oh, I know
account.
All about original sound. For well.
That would totally clear up the quality.
Just solved the problem. Yep. Yeah, you've solved the problem that I have with my Zoom Plus.
So you'd have original sound on?
Turned on your
you
computer.
You turn it on.
Yeah. If you go into audio settings, if you've got a Zoom account, even a free Zoom account, not when you're in a Zoom meeting, but when you get into Zoom, first of all, you can turn it on so that every time you come into a meeting, a new meeting, you can toggle it either on or off.
So is that because the original sound gets rid of
all the compression that Zoom puts in, the noise cancellation,
stuff that Zoom puts in to make
it more like an office environment. In fact,
so you have to be careful. Like if you have right now, my original sound is off. And now if I turn it on, you should be able to hear a little difference. And I do have a little bit of like echo in this room.
You hear the other stuff around you.
Right, exactly. And so now I've turned it back off and I should still be pretty clear.
We hear you, just you.
And just, and just as a little wink, wink, nod, nod to Maria here. I suggested part of Maria's current setup, and the reason she sounds so fabulous is because she does sound fabulous.
Indeed, it's very true.
But she sounds so much better now than she did with her old system. So, Maria, congratulations.
But you get a really good microphone, or even more. What did you get, Maria? Tell people.
So I have an audio interface. So this is an XLR mic. So my audio interface is the Focusrite Vocaster 2 that Tim has and recommended. And then this mic is an Electro Voice RE27. So this is quite a bit of a more expensive mic.
I was saying a lot more than the $70.
$70. Yeah,
I know. Thank God, Tim. Did the cheaper one for us.
Yeah, no, that was like, I couldn't believe all the stuff that was in. I'm like looking at this page and I'm like, you get the windscreen and the cables. And like Jonathan Mosen, I think he might still use it, or he used to before he got this other mic, but he used that mic to record Living Blindfully episodes.
Right.
That's a good mic.
It doesn't cost a lot to upgrade your whole system, especially with, you know, the fact that you can get these mics, you know, USB, John, like you said.
Yes,
it's plug and play.
Plug and play, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.